And I expect since he's been farming for 10 or 12 years, and I expect he's averaged 35 bushels since he went to farming.
That's pretty good.
I don't think he's run under 30 bushels any time, and I know he made 47 bushels one time.
Wow.
So, you know, they ain't doing nothing to him. He's just going ahead. Of course, it's cost him a lot of fertilizer. He puts quite a lot of fertilizer.
And he's not exhausting your soil either.
No, no, he's taking care of the soil. He's a pretty good farmer. Well, he's just one of the best, I think.
I imagine a lot of these people will rent a farm and just exhaust the soil and move on, won't they?
Yeah, yeah, I've got a little case of that now. Not, I don't say that I have got a case of it. I've been renting to a man. I've got a farm on Mays County, 160 acres, and he's been a farmer for about 12, 14 years. Last few years, you see, he got lots of stock, and he always wanted to pasture his wheat, so I just let him finish his fertilizer. He paid him $1,000 a year for this rent on it, 160 acres. Then he can do about what he wants to. I passed by the other day, and he's got a lot of, he's going to the dairy business, and he's got a lot of this year of stuff to make silage out of. Well, I'm going to object to that. I want to rent that on his own land, because that deteriorates your land worse than anything. You cut off, you put on a green crop and cut it off while it's green, you ruin your soil.
He's saving his land by taking it from you.
Yes, and I don't stand for that, I don't think. I have said that to him, but I'm going to. I think he's all wrong, you know.
Well, you got to speak up.
Just to be fair, that's right. He knows better.
On the farm, what did you use to sharpen a scythe or something like that?
A grindstone. Yeah.
What did you use in the field if you were using one of these?
Sickle grinders.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used a sickle grinder.
What's that? Does it have a crank on it?
It has a crank on it.
Did you have one of these you could carry in your pocket?
No. Then you ain't any no good. That's a, what you call them, but then they ain't no good on a sickle, you know, you can't do no good with that.
Well, what did you use those for?
Well, to sharpen a knife on or something, you know. Well, a whetter knife, you might say.
Remember what you call those?
No, I don't.
I know some places they call them rifles, some places whetstones.
Whetstone, that's what we call them. Whetstone, that's what we call them.
You ever call them a wet rock?
Wet rock, yeah. I had a wet rock, and I don't know what better that my father got from his grandfather, 75 years ago. That, and it wore down.